Big fella, hello through and welcome everyone talk lo Melanesia update. Me Koroi Hawkins lo program today by me look lo samfala o ta big fella stories around the region and behind by me go lo team lo Buzz FM lo Vanuatu.
RNZ Pacific News lo pigeon, me Koroi Hawkins. Parliament lo Solomon Islands have been sit down small today before him adjourn until Monday next week. Time one fella motion of no confidence lo Prime Minister Manase Songovare by him me mature. Motion here has been filed by opposition leader Matthew Wale, despite him no garam numbers for move him successfully behind law unrest law last week law Honiara. Law and order has been restored law Honiara thanks to peacekeepers from Australia within Papua New Guinea, with him additional troops expected from Fiji today. Parliament has been met briefly amid tight security for passing two full motions, one for him for routine extension blow state blow public emergency, where him in place since start blow COVID-19 pandemic, and now one too had been passing blow Monday him for authorizing expenditure for reflecting now massive loss and damage him caused by riots, where him estimated blow $28 million. Despite resignation by four fellow government MPs last week, Prime Minister Manase Songovare hemi still commanding clear majority law house. Every school's law Solomon Islands capital had been ordered for close early from result blow widespread destruction when been caused law unrest law last week law Honiara. Permanent Secretary Blo Ministry of Education, Franco Rodi, hemi said decision ya been reached after consultation with the heads blo various schools and talk to lo ota parents who had concern for safety blo pikinini blo keta. Dr. Rodi hemi say hemi thankful that most lot major exit examinations had been conducting finish and ota in-class assessments, but take him into consideration for everyone else. Hemi say Honera High School where Oketabonem hemi bara one fala sore something. Hemi say assessment hem go at Lohamas fala classroom and admin block na ot bin bone. Make him Oketa quick time for rebuilding before academic year hem start lo next year. One fala Christian Center of Solomon Islands hemi go ahead for providing lifeline for shopkeepers who had been losing homes blocketa during lo civil unrest lo Honera lo last week. Chinatown shopkeepers and families blockata had been cared for by community blo sisters blo church since Wednesday. Tamat riots had been break out lo East Honiara. Sister Rosa hemisi had been offering 8 fala couples and 2 fala pikinini kakai and place for stop. Sister Rosa hemisi had families outside stop as long as it need for stop with him oketan. Lo New Zealand National Party Caucus hemi just announced him that new leadership Chris Luxon with him Nicole Willis by hemi deputy blahem. One fellow media conference him expected law 2 fellow MPs law parliament. Meanwhile, deputy leader law Fiji main opposition party him been resigned. Lawyer law Suva Filimone Vosarongo him announced him today him leave him now Social Democratic Liberal Party or SODELPA for join him now People's Alliance Party law general election law next year. People's Alliance Party him been led by former Prime Minister SODELPA leader Sitibeni Rambuka. Mr. Vosarongo, hemi say hemi tok lo need for unifying SODELPA during annual general meeting law party law last year. SODELPA hem been garam internal party conflicts since 2019. Vaccinated travelers law Fiji from red list countries including Southern Africa by Oketa have to spend him 10 days law travel partner country or same New Zealand before it arrive law Fiji. Government refugee him announced him strengthening entry conditions in response to cases blow Omicron variant blow COVID-19 this time would find him in Australia. No matter same, Fiji by him still welcome other tourists from Australia with the United States from Wednesday. While more than 90% of adult Fijians are fully vaccinated against him COVID-19, Prime Minister Frank Bainimarama him urge him okata we ota no take him nila for masko take him nila. Tourism Fiji is expecting close to 40,000 visitors the first month after the reopening borders. Lo sports Fijiana women's 7 team ota gear up for Nara final finish lo second tournament lo Dubai Sevens after been lost 22-7 against Team Australia lo weekend. Fijiana had been defeating Great Britain 28-5 lo for top him now pool blocketa lo set up feature against Team Australia. Hemi first time Fijiana Sevens had been play lo final lo World Rugby 7 series leg. Coach Saisi Fuli, hemi say first tournament, hemi won for a historical event for this whole team. Hemi say performance lo weekend, hemi by rely on decision out players out make him under pressure. Fijiana out currently second place, lo women's 7 series points table with him 18 points. Australia have lead with him 20 points and France have sit lo third with him 16. Vietnam 7th team have top seed lo pool Bokata for second Dubai's 7th tournament. Hot pool with him France, Great Britain, USA with him Ireland. And Oceania FIFA World Cup regional qualifiers are set for take place early next year. Oceania Football Confederation has confirmed all matches by take place in Qatar from 14 to 30 March 2022. OFC qualifiers both played low one for a mini tournament format featuring 8 teams and we consist of round robin group stage, semi finals with team final. One for a single qualification match, Emmy still for played between Tonga and Cook Islands, two for the lowest ranked OFC teams low FIFA World Ranking for right for take part. Lord this for a preliminary competition mini tournament by joining Tahiti, 102 and 2-time OFC qualifying tournament finalists Solomon Islands, low Group A. 2016 OFC Nations Cup finalists Papua New Guinea by joining Fiji, New Caledonia and New Zealand, low Group B. Winners both two semi-finals, both meet the final for determining OFC representative, whereby him facing CONCACAF representative, the FIFA Intercontinental Playoffs, the June 2022, for place inside the final competition. And I'm now Nishlo Pidgin from RNZ Pacific. And I'm now some of Okata top stories lo here today from RNZ Pacific. This time, they may join him now, team from Buzz FM, lo Vanuatu.
Vanuatu Nightly News.
In tonight's headlines, VNPF to open on Ambai and in Toba next. Vanuatu signed a service agreement with Tuvalu, rice shortage in Luganville, and new Vanuatu students housed by nuns due to unpaid bills. Good evening and welcome to Vanuatu Nightly News. I'm Kizzy Kansakau. Leading our news tonight, Vanuatu has foothold in Executive Committee for Codex Alimentarius. Vanuatu was recently elected into the Codex Executive Committee as historical since the establishment of Codex Alimentarius decades ago for a Pacific Island nation to be elected into the International Committee. Senior Food Standards Officer in the Codex Secretariat, Hilde Cruz, reports to VNN from the headquarters in Italy about the good news of Vanuatu's position in the committee.
In the executive committee, we also have a chairperson and three vice chairpersons. And there was also an election for that this year. And in the commission, New Zealand has been elected as vice chair in the executive committee. So, and that means that New Zealand cannot hold a position as a member for Southwest Pacific while they're holding the vice chairmanship in the executive committee. And Australia has terminated their membership now, so it normally should have gone to New Zealand. But for this reason, there was a need to have another country. And Fiji is the regional coordinator currently. And Vanuatu used to be the regional coordinator. And Vanuatu did an excellent job as the regional coordinator. And now the Southwest Pacific was looking for another country to be the member. So therefore, many people thought, well, Vanuatu could be a very good choice.
Ms. Hilde Cruz says that the position is not a new one for Vanuatu.
The six regional coordinators that we have are also serving of the executive committee. So Vanuatu has already the experience of being on the executive committee in a slightly different capacity and with more of a regional perspective hat. Now Vanuatu has been selected or elected to be on the committee as the member nominated from Southwest Pacific to serve in the interest of the whole world in regard to food safety.
The Senior Food Standards Officer in the Codex Secretariat adds that this position will allow Vanuatu to raise concerns to the International Committee of Food Standards on behalf of the Pacific region.
Being a member of the Executive Committee of Codex gives a lot of visibility to the country, but also a lot of insight. And the executive committee will also deal a lot with is already dealing with strategic directions for the Commission, is also monitoring the overall work of Codex, is giving recommendations to the Commission in regard to adoption of standards, approval of new work. Vanuatu, through this role, can influence a lot and also get a lot of useful information. So I think there is a lot to gain for Vanuatu in regard to visibility and also information exchange, and also putting important issues on the agenda from the Pacific Islands countries.
The outgoing regional coordinator for Codex Coordinating Committee for North America and Southwest Pacific, and now CEO of VPPA, Timothy Tumekon, commenced the country's position into this international committee and how Vanuatu and the other 10 Pacific countries could benefit from it, as he is representing not only Vanuatu, but the other 10 countries as well. Tumekon was also nominated to represent the Southwest community in the Executive Committee of Codex Alimentarius.
Yes, the Codex Committee of Vanuatu has put up my name to represent Vanuatu in the Executive Committee. And of course, as everybody understands, and you would appreciate, at the moment all meetings are conducted virtually. On Zoom, so it is the way of communication and processing of meetings. So that's how I am attending meetings on behalf of the Southwest Pacific in the Executive Committee on Zoom meetings only at the moment. We had our first one early last month, and that's just the first one that I attended. But the subsequent ones that are coming up will also be virtually because of the COVID issue.
The VPPA CEO says that this is a big milestone for Vanuatu and historical, and he will be assisted by Australia and New Zealand.
Yes, of course, not only for Vanuatu, but for the Southwest Pacific, especially the 10 small countries. It is a privilege and a history also for the Little Island Nations to be able to nominate somebody to sit in that committee, representing both the 10 countries and of course Australia and New Zealand. I will have at the committee also the law or the procedures of Codex allow for two advisors, and we will have advisors coming in from Australia and New Zealand to sit at the table with me as my advisors.
Mr. Tumekon says it is a privilege to be nominated, and that being said, he will ensure to voice specific voices on the international platform.
Yes, for me personally, it is a privilege to be also chosen by the Codex Committee of Vanuatu and, of course, the other members of the region to nominate or to put up my name. But for the region itself, nothing much changes except that we sitting at the chair and representing the interest of the region and also voicing the interest of the region at the supreme body to make decisions on standards development, both in the region and, of course, globally. What I can foresee is that how the region can benefit is that we can put forward additional proposals for development of food standards.
He is already eyeing for the Nangai standard to be discussed during his term. On VNPF, a VNPF building will be constructed on Ambai to offer VNPF services to the Panama province. The building will be erected on government land, and VNPF is currently looking for interested tenants, according to the general manager, Pamarashari.
I'm really excited that we have opened our, we are opening our office in Ambai, and what we'll do temporarily, we will be working with the Ministry of Education. They are building 1 year, 6 months. That's the board, at the time board allowed me to make sure that our own building is done. The building will be done starting next year. Our consultants are working on the design, already designed. We will be sorting out the lease agreement next week with the government. This is state land, 1,000 square meter. We will also find out which government department wants to move with us, or who are the tenants we could have. There are so many people looking for space there. It's a good time for us to build and get some tenants.
Local workers will be hired to building the VNPF branch from Panama province, and VNPF understands that Island Folk are eager to part of the VNPF's housing scheme.
But our building will be a different model. We will just ask, we will take the materials from here, from Villa, but we'll ask local contractors to provide the labor, and we'll build the building with them. Why we're doing this is we want to provide more employment in Ambai. We want them to join our workforce, and we want them to do all this work with us. While we are doing this, they will gain the knowledge, and we are also expecting to introduce our affordable housing in Ambai as well, and this will be very useful for us to train some builders.
Pamarasuri projects that the building will be completed by the end of 2022 and has an estimated budget in place.
But I think our target will be to finish the building for about 50 million with the equipment and all other things. And remember, there's 11,000 people staying in Ambai, and most of them are working in the farms, and they don't have market access, and we will assist them to get all these things done.
General Manager adds that they are looking at other islands to have branches on as well.
Yeah, Torba, you meaning? Yeah, we are working on it. By March, we should open another office there. And I'm getting ready once, maybe before Christmas, I'll try and go to Torba or where banks and see whether we can find adequate land or place where we can build.
Pamarasuri, General Manager of VNPF, in A agreement, Vanuatu and Tuvalu have signed an air service agreement ASA on the 15th of November as part of their bilateral relationship. Minister for Foreign Affairs, International Cooperation and External Trade, Mark Arti, signed the ASA with Simon Kofi, Foreign Minister of Tuvalu, on behalf of the Vanuatu and Tuvalu governments. The ASA, signed in Port Vila and Funafuti respectively, will provide the basis for the exchange of air services between Tuvalu and Vanuatu, even international air services for passengers, cargo and mail. While the agreement provides an alternative travel route for Tuvalu citizens, it also allows Air Vanuatu to provide flights, boosting connectivity options between the two countries. The agreement stands to benefit both countries through increased trade connectivity, people-to-people exchange, and contribute to general economic recovery post-COVID. The global pandemic has had wide-ranging effects to the national economy, greatly affecting livelihoods in Vanuatu, the Pacific, and globally. In Luganville, two of the main shops in Luganville, Lo Chan Moon and Wong Si Sing, confirmed the shortage of rice. They say the next shipment is expected to arrive in Luganville before the end of this week. Some residents have already ordered bags of rice from their families in the capital. Villa families are sending bales of rice via Inter-island vessels in Port Vila shortages often forced shop owners to ration rice in bags and sell rice in smaller plastic bags. In fact, at one time, some people in Port Vila also resorted to buying bags of rice from Luganville when there is a shortage here. A resident of Luganville noted they are lucky because local food in the market is cheaper compared to the capital. Furthermore, many of the locals who live in Luganville have bought lands in the rural areas, and they rely on their own gardens. And finally, in education, 10 new Vanuatu students who are studying at the University of New Caledonia, UNC, have sought shelter with the Catholic nuns in the San Luis area since last week. Tony Wright, a former Member of Parliament of Port Vila Constituency, says that the students cannot reside on campus because they have outstanding bills. Mr. Wright says, according to reports he received from these students, they haven't received any allowances for November. It says some new Vanuatu communities in New Caledonia, such as the Lenakel community, had fundraised on Sunday to assist them. Report from nuns at Saint Louis indicate they are expecting more students to join the first group of 10 this week. New Caledonia is expected to open its borders starting from the 19th of December. Mr. Wright says that even if New Caledonia opens its borders next month, these students will still face problems because Vanuatu currently has no diplomatic representation in New Caledonia due to the suspension of Consul General Serge Alain Maye. Mr. Maye was suspended following the repatriation of 18 passengers on a flight meant for cargo, on which the first two border cases of Delta variant were detected in the capital. Reports indicate students who have relatives in New Caledonia are living with them, but those who don't have families there are now at San Luis. The nuns said they are happy to house the new Vanuatu students with them and are treating them well. With that, conclude our Vanuatu Nightly News. You can still follow VNN through Buzz FM SoundCloud, Buzz FM Facebook page, our website www.buzzfm.vu, or on Radio New Zealand Melanesian Update, RNZ Pacific. I'm Kizzy Kansakau. A very good night.
And that was the Nightly News.
And ham now Melanesian Update program, Nikoroi Hawkins. Thank you to Mas for tuning in. Come, Yusa Kasim Okata, up-to-date news and current affairs, lo website, lo mifala, rnzi.com, and mifala stop too, lo Facebook and lo Twitter, just search him at RNZ Pacific.